Hello there and welcome, eager little puppy, to a more relaxing experience even than normal. Firstly, because if at any point when you're listening, whether you pause it or not, pause it or not, puppy, you are going to be in a perfect position to go to sleep. Not for me, but for you to be well rested, an energetic pup who just pups up after sleep. So, knowing that, I'm going to be applying as much memory of pup play thoughts and as much gentle encouragement from me as we can layer over you, layering over you like a heavy blanket, like a soft place to den down, daring you to do what you're already trained to, what's already in mind. And if words like mine or, well, I'm laying in my bed right now, settling down next to a nice plush pillow I can wrap around. We all adopt whatever position works for us. But you have some lovely models for positioning. All the things that a good puppy might do. Yawn or stretch or exert some of that excess energy out of you. Good. You're very good. Oh, were you paying attention? Well, you should curl up. Maybe with something between your limbs that you can squeeze around, or curled up in a ball. Tuck yourself under, as puppies do. The goal here is twofold: to sink deeply into warm, comforted relaxation, to hold the words you hear from me in mind, and use them to find your way somewhat closer to rest. And secondly, to look your puppiest, ready to get uppiest, comfiest, and best throughout and onward. If there is anything you can comfortably wear or comfortably have nearby that symbolizes the embodying your puppy role, the times you might bark or kneel on hands and knees, on all fours, any clothing or accoutrement or things such as these that if you have them nearby, will pull some of that pupped up aspect into the area around us. And as you listen to me, please keep a few small things in mind. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You are doing this with and for and to yourself. And the ability to pause and step away, pause again, is always there. No matter where your head's at, you're always able to pause and step away. It is always my intent that you have that ability, overridingly, overarchingly. And in the case of simply going to sleep, this even includes turning this off so you can proactively sink deeper. Of course, if you can let it keep playing or loop, and it does nothing to interfere with rest, then go ahead. But if one of the manifestations of that capacity to pause, of the recreational and entertainment nature of this piece, is that you pause with ease before you sleep deep, that is also useful. So go for it, as required. Now, follow me down. Simply follow along. Warm, companionable puppy thoughts may already be thronging up on your mind, which has, inside, a part that takes you automatically pupward, floating both downward and pupward. Your attention, likewise, might see either one as either direction. If there's puppy stuff to do out in the weary world, well, then I would trust you not to be trying to settle down with me. To rest embraced in puppy play, you are doing good, puppy. You are a good puppy. Night-night, pat, night-night, pup. Let yourself stretch, move, wrap around any warm stuff you have in mind. And your exercise, like the tendency to drift pupward or slide heavily weightedly downward, is twofold: to find a way to let this be an easy, memorable anchor for, oh, it's sleep time. Someone's here to encourage this mind of mine to curl up and go to your place like a puppy should, like a puppy can, like you always could, but now. Your second exercise is, these words might reach the parts of your mind that always understand and keep track, the bits that have to import my words into your mind as you please. Remember the thing I said about you're doing this to yourself? Focusing on the self, but having parts of you that explore the puffed up brain automatically or just feel a resonance, just like me, because I'm in the same place. Yawning big, pressing my paws against the blankets around me, taking a moment's pause, but that's where the divide is. I'm gonna speak the script at you, or I already did, really. Right before some nap in future, a nap of which it's heavy, weighty. Denning down is still about this recording. Yeah. Well, on some far past time, I put this down for you while putting myself down to a nap, going to my place, and puppy yawning, paw stretching, the big ones that come right from the shoulders make stretchies, puppy, and make a comfy, deepy down place for you to sleep a while. That's the puppy style, to be up and doing 1 second, and pup and down, 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 down for a nap, down to snore, or yawn, or twitch, or puppy indulge in a way that looks so good. You just look so good when you look all pupped up, looping through the pathways of pre-sleep preparation. Knowing that whatever follows, well, at least you're snuggling close to me, letting your mind so eagerly lap up every word. Good puppy. Like a good puppy, absolutely infused with words from me and enthusiastically compartmentalizing away from your weary day. A sleepy puppy. Now, we may be able to help you get more comfortable if you just think of snuggling right up to these words. Is there something you can wrap one forelimb around? Something you can snuzzle your muzzle into that you associate with floating somewhat deeper down, breathing steady, deepy sleepy puppy now? Well, we'll give you lots of opportunities for your wandering puppy brain to realize you're away from all obligations, and it's okay to sink, it's okay to drain, it's okay to let your brain follow me, and for us to go deeper, drifting sleepily till we both just shuffle off to sleep, snuggle off to sleep, nice and deep. I will give you opportunities and words, but it's you who might notice that there's parts of your breathing, parts of your awareness. When you leave them on my words long enough, they gain the ability to go elsewhere in your body and sweep that same gently following sensation to where it's needed, relaxing the parts of you that would like to be a little more slack and all popped up, deeply divided down to the softest, sleepiest stuff while you leave everything else outside. It's like climbing inside the puppy pet play headspace, but even more so. Night-night puppy, breathe and release all of the tight awareness that might be in you. Anything that could get in the way of being a sleepy, deepy puppy you, because this is good for your mind and your body too. The map and design of the nap and its desires. Any awareness and wariness which may, nay, is drifting, dripping off of you, leaving you just a little less impressed with that weary world outside, and helping you see how deeply and easily you drift with me somewhat further down. A pup is appreciated. A pup is a delight. And knowing that, good anytime you're curling up, that's just right, because pup brain time is restful. The part which embodies the puppy role can do the steering, can help you control your stretchy, yawning, deep breathing following. You're leashed to the words you hear, or you're settling down, far from the world outside and near to your softest place. If you're fully in the puppy place, embodying that simple space where puppy, is the uppermost idea, the simplest thing to be. Then, even if the puppy body rides my words, the brain need pay no attention to anything it's heard. The key to drifting off is in your deep breathing. The key in your brain may also be tied to how thinking of puppy thoughts leads you instinctively down to baser places, to more baseline thoughts, where there are parts of you that say, hey, sleep is a need. And they get heard above the puppy brain, expanded in parallel, mindful of pup dreams and, oh, around the edges of your puppy brain, I think you could be just a little more pupped up. Just breathe in a little more of that good, heady puppy stuff. A quieted environment is a restful one, sure, but your puppy brain is going ranging deeper in parallel. With my words and yawns, with the little barks I share, with the stretchy, sleepy puppy pose, you know the one, it's instinctively under there. Long, deep inhales, long, slow exhales. These processes are already in puppy. Lovely puppy behavior listed from memory. If you were to look at a pup mid-play embodying the role, letting it have fun, letting pup brain have its way, then there is a specific stretch or curl up, a yawning almost so lazy daisy that you invite others who witness you by merely seeing you, oh, I should curl up as comfortable sleepy deep as that good pup. Why is it sleepy time? 'Cause I'm puppy. A puppy is precisely what you want to be, and where you please to be is in your puppy brain. A joyful thing to exult in, I'm puppy. And you can remain puppy, right till you shuffle off the waking into the sleepy, into the slight twitching dreams of puppy sleepy deeply processing. Right at the edge of moving past awareness, because puppies get to take a break. Puppies get to get a little time away. Puppies get to nod and smile and follow and obey and anything you may need, including a little treat. Isn't your little treat to listen with me, good puppy, and obey your own impulses and your own urges? Finding the treat elusive, well, who wouldn't help you out? Of course I help you out. I want puppy to have your treat. A good puppy needs just one treat right now. A little sleepy time. Aren't you beat? Aren't you lazy, yawning, just like I am? Well, if you need a little help along, then ease your body, bracingly, singingly, sinkingly, cuddlingly deep. Allow brain and body to rest alongside me, a natural product of the eager good puppy. Sleepy too, sleepy deep from deep places inside of you, and the breathing brings it up. As you be blank like a canvas for a new day of fun puppy adventures to paint itself on, but oh, you know what we have to do for you to move from now to a you who has passed through deeply, splendidly sleepy. You need permission, the splendidness of permission. Puppy permission to do nothing more for the day. Clearing off everything else and filling your mind with a body that steadily proceeds along. It's night-night time, puppy. Pups deserve something more. Deserve what's in store for you. To drop into comfy, drifty gratitude to your own decision to set aside pup time. Pup time sublime for every warm tingle, every useful breath. Like fluffy scruffling over a pup's fur, currying fingers against and around, any part that feels good and saying, "Good puppy." The comfortable petting of your back, the patting of your head, resting in the bath of my words as they wash over you, right next to me. This is a pre-sleep ritual of mine, to inhabit a role completely, and puppy rolls are the perfect time to anchor powerfully in your mind when I'm a sleepy, drifty puppy denning down where I like to rest. I can drop with comfy, drifty gratitude for knowing what to do, for training you can put to the test, denning down in your place, sleepy deep at your own pace, breathing your way through, paving the way to yawn and sink and fall right into our twin fates entwined, to get so relaxed that we unwind, becoming an unfurling pup or a curled up, ready to rest, ready for all the good stuff that comes next. And you have permission to unwind. An easy step, it might be the first step, because maybe you need a little more. Or it might be the last step, because maybe pup just hears sleep pup and pauses and drifts off and needs no more. But if you keep going, there's more in store for you, slipping right off to a deep place inside where you and I can work our way through what we're both going to do for the sleepiest puppy brain, for an anchor that may remain useful to you to revisit and then drift right off into sleepy puppy. A good sleepy puppy. As relaxed as you want to be. Stretchy, empty brain with permission. You can close your eyes if you want to, but puppies sometimes hang right on the edge of sleep with their eyes just futilely staying a little open. Whether you're laying back or curled up, however you get off to sleep, pup, you can shift your vision, focus your gaze. If you gotta reposition your body, if you have to do anything at all that puts you in a more comfy, sleepy, deep night-night fall kind of puppy place, then that is all appropriate. Every puppy sinks at your own pace. Try articulating paws and claws and stretching and moving a little, letting it expend a little more energy than normal. The lazy, barely twitching movements that you just trust. Trust instinctive puppy stuff. You simply must look and be at your puppiest while you sleep. That's what I think to myself. It's a lovely place to put my energy, like counting sheep, and then I go, "Oh no, no, no sheep here." Nothing indeed from the outside world to interact with. Just pup. Nothing but pup stuff. Counting every pup feature, from a yawn that squeaks a little at the highest point to stretching shoulders to pup paraphernalia nearby, to feeling comfortable, collared and resting if you do. I've even got a collar on me for the realism now. So that's something you could do, and if you didn't do it the first time down, then puppy could add that next time. Adding and progressing training, anchoring and graduating into finding a new flickering thought. Trust your pup brain. What's it gonna do? Curl up and sleep, wouldn't you? Given the same opportunity and a lot less of that weary, busy world. A lot more puppy brain. Unfurled and relaxing everything. From toe. From extending paw up through the trunk of your body to a head that agrees because it's full of soft and fluffy pup stuff. Focus on me reminding you that you're giving permission to do what you came here to do and what was permitted from moment one. But it can be a little fun, a little interesting, like we're playing a game with puppy. Like from your deep breathing puppy chest down. Paws down, body heavy, weighty down, feeling how, in whatever comfortable posture you end up in, the parts of you are a little heavier. The puppy parts of you always were important and weighty and instinctive enough that they should have been given a little more weight, metaphorical or literal, But moving that little more weight, even for a futile paw extension, a futile body wag, or the tilting of one puppy ear to hear this voice, dear, and nothing more. Good and praised. You're doing good. Letting the puppy brain be as glazed as the eye that doesn't need to stay open. As the breathing that finds its way in that little bit more appropriate. Entrust to your puppy mind the task of absorbing training. It does that so good. And making sleep pup curl up. Find your way down to all the good stuff that comes after sleep. If you trust your body to learn the motions, learn the metrics, then the puppy brain may seep the wisdom of having all these learned and interlacing anchored categories at the surface of your brain, then underneath, nah, I'm puppy. I don't need to understand the complicated stuff while in the background, the part of your brain that understands and chooses, like me, to keep a little bit active to absorb the fun background puppy things. There is the deeper meditation, and then the surface, night-night pup. Truly, who is a good puppy? It's you, pup stuff. Let it relax. The brain outside, the puppy space in which we find you can abide on the edge of sleep. It's just going to puppy headspace for the edge of sleep, where you embody pup traits, whatever they are for you, and find special ways to exhaust yourself in the pleasant puppy paradise of, oh, all the expectations that would apply elsewise, nope, I'm puppy. On the edge of sleep, counting, nope, I'm puppy. Nope, I'm puppy. Easily relaxed and permitted to be so. And now you find there's plenty of places to go, all of them down. A pleasant walk in pup time, where a downward trajectory is about your energy level and about the amount you even need to listen to me. Puppy just hears sleep, lay down, go to your place. You're a good pup. If you needed to be rubbed and reassured until you got off to sleep, petted between your ears, so that all that's between your ears is, oh yeah, puppy, that's me, deep puppy, that's me, good. Puppy. Learning what you're yearning for, and it was just that the end of your day contained puppy once more. Maybe. And you can be. Deeply, sleepily, drowsily, rolling over for me, finding the most comfortable position. If you're too heavy to bother with that, then staying bound in, staying down deep, heavy in, is just as potent an indicator. Then compliance before we began to begin to drift. To that stage where you yawn much of the rest of the day away and follow me down. Heal, and it can be so healing for a puppy to drift away with me. And all the permission you give, where you keep certain things your background notices and certain things your puppy brain can just gloss right over. Oh, I said sleep. Oh, I said deep. Oh, I said comfy. Oh, I said good. You know what those mean. And in the background, the brain can catalog away, make choices on what stays or what things you play with another day, and even whether and when you return here, to turn back here. Sleepy, deep, and keeping track of less and less, the position of the body, the world outside, of the soothing space inside, and trust to the entirety of you that a pup brain certainly knows how to sleep and slack and sink. And feel how good it would be for even your very sleep to naturally be an embodiment of the puppy role you keep in your brain somewhere. You're letting something out that's there, a seed already, without concern or care, permitting what you like, permitting a return to puppy headspace, but for an atypical purpose. You are finding another use to just be puppy in bed. I'm puppy, and against I'm puppy, all the requirements and requests, things like scrolling, no, I'm puppy. And anything else you can convince yourself, because it's about convincing yourself on one layer or a different one. or finding something else that you can set aside because I'm puppy. And what kind of puppy are we? That's right. You give your brain, your puppy brain, permission to remain here when you're sleepily, deeply drifting off, to do the thing you know you should do, but that you want to add a little bit of extra help for. Anything that assists you and fuels puppified, nope, that's part of the world outside. And of course, if there were requirements, of course, if there were alarms, puppy would be set aside in favor, just like it would be with mine, of the part of your mind that's learning this stuff deeply, that's nodding along, while puppy has a play date with deep, deep yawn, sinking, sleeping. Give your puppy brain permission to sink and sleep. It's a permission all of you has, so just a little compartmentalized role that you play where you inhabit puppy roles. And then, come what may, you den down, deeper and deeper and deeper, denning down and giving absolute puppy thought processes a little chance to be instinctively near to the part where you shuffle off of waking into comfy sleep. And if focusing on that and giving more of your mind to the puppy things that have their turn in time is useful, then it's a useful skill that can persist. Outside of this, unless you're so sleepy already, remembering any of this is not your priority. I'm puppy, remember? That's the bit to remember. A little dial you turn from a 1 of, I guess I am puppy, to a 10 of, I am a sleepy puppy. Can you say, I'm a sleepy puppy, in your head, in your bed, in any way it's helpful for those words to come out of your mind and do what they do? Did you even know you could be such a cuddly, sleepy, deep puppy that you could permit puppy curling up and just let that help with anything it helps with? Assist with all the pup stuff that sets aside the weary world outside and says, yeah, nod along, yeah, agree. I will slowly turn the puppy dial up and up and up. And as I do so, there's a point at the far end that is, oh, this is so puppy that we need to sleep on how puppy this is. Resting about the barking, wagging, muzzling in. The mind finding ways to nuzzle, snuggle, sink deep, deep, deep to a puppy denned down. A part of you where all you do is let that puppy setting be turned, nodding your agreement, or maybe excitedly, then exhaustedly, then curled up sleepy, deepy puppy of the type that makes everyone else go, oh, I could go for a puppy nap. Look how deeply, sleepily a good sleepy puppy takes the eager permission that's just part of being a puppy. You did a good job. This is an anchor point. With that pup dial turned up to where pup stuff begins to become sleepity, deepity, instinctive, unconcerned with the world outside until it's time, until you're done this, for the duration you would like, for the right time as agreed. A puppy settles down, and a puppy goes to sleep, denning down in your place, keeping pace too with me, because even though the words come steady, that is from the script. That is from puppy words which have simply slipped from me and into you, for you to consider, and if your puppy mind finds them useful, you can use them too, but the rest of me is lazy-daisy drifty with that dial turned up, and in rapport and connection. Might you not curl up right here too, pup step? Thinking that you can find more puppy ways of sinking and letting pup brain sink in your mind. Finding ways distinctively deeper to say, yeah, I'm puppy. This is something meant for you. A tool taken off your shelf and you can use it if you want to. Finding deep relaxed places where I am going to. And in sharing this puppy schematic, you might yawn, wag your tail, open your muzzle, and snuzzle down too. Finding sleepity deep. Finding things you'd like to keep. And finding a way to unwind completely in puppy space just like maybe you've done before. Because that is what this place is. And that's what relaxing alongside me and curling up in your place is for. Good night. You have permission to sleep tight, to curl up, lay down, and bed down everything outside of here and everything before now. Permitted to sleep. Permitted to seep in the puppy thoughts, to begin the puppy thoughts, to dial up the puppy dial, and to fall asleep in that puppy style that draws anyone in. Anyone who would say, yes, I could use just a little more puppy in my day. And what better place than at the end, where if you're weary from puppy play or the demands of that world outside, you can simply say, okay, here's a different puppy frame of mind, encompassing every embodiment of your role of the headspace inside, and that you are good. You are resting. You are playing your role perfectly through being so deeply, sleepily, puppily down that even others who would see you like that would yawn, would want to den down. Sleepy puppy radiation, simply part of you. And now you have permission to do what you need to. Drift here in companionship for a few minutes more. Loop right back through. But whatever you do, you've learned a new trick. And the thing about tricks that you come back to, comfortable and encouraged and as good as you are too, they tend to stick. The new trick sticks, and a sleepy puppy sleeps eagerly, easily, deeply. Good night, sleepy puppy. With permission to drift. But if you're here with the long version, maybe you need a little more time to drift. More time for everything to drip away. Except for your puppy body, in whatever position you may find comfortable. And your comfort is paramount. Instinctive and pup-brained, 198. Does counting down by even numbers even have any meaning to a pup who 95, 94? I guess that's not even, but there's nothing odd if numbers don't matter. A pup might understand 1 and 2 and 3. Oops, are we counting up now? Well, maybe. But you don't have to follow me. 93, 92, 90, 88. You can drift away. And this is the point where there will be a long expanse of time for you to let yourself drift away in the long expanse of 87, 86 of opportunities. 4, 5, 6, whether counting up or counting down, neither matters to puppy now. Puppy just has a long time to drift away. Away from the weary day behind and into energetic, deeply dreaming puppy mind. 8, 10, 12, 86, 84. There is more going on and more to fade away. And over time, my voice and even the canvas on which we impress it will fade away, or will be available to you to practice. 72, 66, in circumstances like this and different. 64, 62, 58. There is an instinctive part of you which is feeding something you need whenever you pup out. 54, 53. It's got very little to do with me, 15, 20, and very much to do with when circumstances converge, and 22, 24, and there's a useful bit of you that can be led to sleepy deepy snoring, to drifting well away, easier and easier, 36, 38, the more spent you are from puppy play, exhausted or spent, heavy, or finding that there are places inside that you haven't went to yet, that you'll get to go to in future. And this is one more puppy permutation, 44, 46, one more opportunity for the restful exultation. 50, 52, that you are made for this. 64, 62, that some little bit of who you are and what you are, a good pup, goes far to enable new ways of seeing you and letting yourself synchronize. This is a place of permission. No need to count. No need for heavy or light eyes. Just a pup in position, ready to try to drift away. 49, 48. Now both are counting down. 44, 42. But like any usefully tricksy procedure to teach something to you. 38, 36. The destination doesn't need to click because bits of you have already clicked and picked up everything I've left for you. Every puppy thought left in its place. Go to your place. Curl up and rest. You've been keeping pace. 33. And through the rest, things simply fade away with an occasional comment from me. 34, 32. But with yawning, deepening awareness and attention. 29, 28. On the deep breath inside, on the mind and body that get to synchronize toward just looking like a puppy and then acting all pupped up, which lets you pup down, den down, all that sleepy puppy stuff. 27. Finding your way deeper in, further down. Hear every word. Knowing that what's in the background is also something puppy heard to anchor the experience, to build on the experience, growing ever more experienced at linking more. 25, 24, more than these words of mine on this long, slow slide. It's everything about it, and everything meant for you to find a puppy place and slip 22 right into your perfect puppy pace for drifting away. Your mind to drift away. Hear my words. 21. 20, getting softer, and the music getting softer, and the back of your brain finding softer things to curl up in, memories of the day behind, any useful, playful thoughts you find that spend the excess puppy mind and suspend everything except sleeping, deeply sinking with me. And every now and then, I might chime in on your long continuity down, on your long road into sleepy places now. Putting your trained mind through puppy paces that you have defined and that we collaborate on. I'm drifting away, but every now and then I might say some little thing, some distraction that helps what we've done here be more deeply incorporated in, if it is welcome, if it is enjoyed. Like a puppy is welcome. Like a puppy is enjoy. Good. I give you your room to rest and sink and drift beyond here as you are inclined to in the pupped up real estate made of 20, 19, little numbers you may have been aware of before, but may not even bother picking words for now. There's just a sense that you're softer, sleepier, deeper and puppier down. Good job, puppy. Night, night, puppy. For you and for me.